Yudzayin Cheshvan, Monday 14th of November, Rabbi David Zipper, hot debate over frozen product.
Good morning. I'm very grateful to be privileged to speak and share the podium, share the standard with so many Tamei Chachamim, such an esteemed Olam. And thank very much to my dear friend Dudi Itzkovitz for inviting me again. There is always a very interesting phenomenon of how halacha actually applies itself to day-to-day usage, and very often one works through a shit in the Shulchan Aruch and one comes out with a psak, and sometimes works the exact opposite. The day-to-day variables create a situation where halacha is required, and in this particular case something very interesting happened. I was walking through my kollet, my supermarket in Eretz Yisrael, and Kanaan Ohr today there's a huge range of different ice creams, but what I did notice was there seems to be a machlekas of manufacturers. How do you actually label a frozen product? Do you label it as a weight? In other words, do you sell a block of ice cream as a kilo or 750 gram, etc.? Or do you sell ice cream as a volume, a liter, 0.25 liter? How does that, you know, how do you label ice cream? Now, obviously, as a manufacturer, that's got to do with Hilchos Choshen Mishpot, because it's very tempting for an ice cream manufacturer to pump in a lot of water and air into the ice cream in order to fluff it up to create greater volume with less weight. So therefore, some manufacturers seem to label it as weight, some label it as volume, and some actually do both. How is that negeir to halacha, day-to-day halacha, for us? Now, in Hilchos Brachos, the Mechaber brings a Siman Reish Yud, a tenai, a condition of when a person is mechuyev to make a bracha achareina. And he says as follows: Ha'oichal Reishud Seif Aleph, Ha'oichal Pochis in Kezayis. A person who eats less than a Kezayis, Beim Pas, Beim Mishal Eichlin, whether it's bread or any other food. Ba'hashoise Pochis Mirvis, and a person who drinks less than a Revis, we'll soon see what a Kezayis and a Revis is. Beim Meyayin, Beim Mishal Mashkin, Mavorich Techila Brocha Ha'ru'uya Lo'isa Hamin. He first makes a bracha that is fitting to that particular product. Ula'achrov, and at the end, Einoi Mavorich Klal. In other words, the Mechaber brings one condition that is required in order to make a bracha achreina. And that is, if you ate a kezayis, or whether you drank a revis. That is the only condition the Mechaber brings down. Interestingly, this is by no means the only condition at all. And he does not bring this in Hilchos Brachos at all. When he gets to Hilchos Yom Kippurim and Chedek Vov, then he brings another condition. And only then, when you have A plus B, do you equal a bracha achreina. A, obviously, is the amount, a kezayis, a revis. And B is, in Tofri Shud Beis, where he talks about how much food has to be eaten in order to be over the Issa Achid on Yom Kippur, he brings Oichel in Tofri Shud Beis if Gimel. Ochal v'choza v'ochal. If a person ate, and he ate again, Im yesh mitchilas achila rishoyna at seif achila achroyna kedei achilas pras. If from the beginning of the time he ate until the end of the time he ate was within kedei achidas pras, the time it takes to eat a certain part of a loaf of bread made in a particular way. Okay, let's open the interpretation, we'll see in a moment. Mitzarfin. Then it's mitzarf, then it's actually what he's eaten from the beginning of that time period to the end is mitzarf to require him to make a bracha achreina. V'imlav, a mitzarf, and if not, it's not mitzarf. Which means, let's stop there for a moment. The Mechaber in Chedek Beis talks about the amount you have to eat. The amount is a kezayis. When it comes to oichel, it's a kezayis. Kezayis, according to Moshe, is a 27 gram. 27 gram of food. If a person eats 27 gram of food, in Ketoich Dechidas Pras, like it brings in Chedek Vod, then a person will chuyiv to make a bracha achreina. What is Toich Dechidas Pras? How long is that? So there's a huge machlekes rishonim and achreinim, exactly how long that is. It seems to be, according to most opinions, some opinions say it's up to 8 minutes. So Balatani holds it up to 8 minutes. Some opinion holds it's 2 minutes. Obviously at different stages there's chumrus and kudus on both sides. But there seems to be the opinion that seems to be held by most achreinim, Ramosha talks about it, Rav Chaim Noe, is between 3 to 4 minutes. In other words, if a person eats a kazayis of 27 gram within 3 to 4 minutes of food, then he is required to make a bracha achreina on that food. If he ate less than the kazayis, or he ate a kazayis but not within that time frame, he is not mechuyev to make a bracha achreina. That's with regard to an oichel. What about a mashke? What about a liquid food? So he talked about, again, Chedek basically talks about a revius. A revius is a machlekes achreinim, the famous machlekes of Chaim Noe and the Chazon Ish, where there's 86cc or 150cc. But it's a revius within a certain time frame. How long is that time frame? How long do you have to drink 86cc, which seems to be the shitta that we hold, even though Sofer Brachos Lahokel, we don't say the Mokum Minhag, but when you have 86cc, how long does it have to be drunk? Within what time frame do we have to say there has to be that drink has to be drunk in order to be mechayev to make a bracha achreina? Here is a massive machlekus rishonim between the Rambam and the Raivad, and it brings it over here in Tof Reshit Beis. In Tof Reshit Beis if you'd shosa ma'at v'chosa v'shosa, if a person drank a little bit and then drank a little bit more, in yesh mitchilas shesir rishono, if from the beginning of when he began to drink ad soif shesir achreino, until the end of his drinking, kidei shesias revius, the amount that it'll take to drink a revius, mitstarfin l'kashir, then it's mitstarf l'kashir. Listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. In other words, according to the first shit with the shittas Rambam, how long does a person have to be able to make a brocha achreina on something he drinks? That, says the Shittas Rambam, is the amount it takes for a person to drink a revius. How long does it take for a person to drink a revius? So, there's a factor there of how quickly a person can drink. There's also a factor of derech eretz, the way a person should be drinking. Basically, it's the amount it takes to drink 86cc with one stop in the middle, in one continued go. How long that takes, I haven't timed it. Is it 12 seconds? Is it 15 seconds? I don't know. But it's obviously in a very, very short period of time. So according to the Rambam, only if I drink 86cc within 12 to 13 seconds, am I mechuyev to make a brocha achreina on what I drink. That's according to the Rambam. If it's 1 minute, or if it's 35 seconds, then according to the Rambam, there would not be mitzvah in order to be mechuyev to make a brocha achreina on that drink. However, and by the way, the Mechaber seems to hold that is a halacha. The way the Mechaber addresses this shitta, Mr. Brewer holds, that is what Mechaber holds as well. That you only mechuyev to make a bracha achreina on drink if it's drank within kedei shesias revius. That's the first shitta. However, he brings another shitta. The yesh oimin, this is shitta of the Raivad, shitta of the Tor, shitta of many, many other rishonim. Shashiyu tzia siruf hashesiyos, the amount that a person can be mitzaref, can connect the drinking, is kedei achidas pras, k'moy siruf achidas. In other words, you have the same time frame, the same time period you have when it comes to eating something, you have when it comes to drinking something. And therefore you have this 86cc within, let's say, the 3-4 minutes that we discussed before in the name of Rav Moshe. So therefore there's a major machlekes over here with regard to drinking. Do I have to drink 86cc within 15 seconds to be mechayev bracha achreina, or do I have up to 3-4 minutes to drink in order to be mechayev bracha achreina? That is with regard to regular drinks. That's with regard to regular drinks. What happens when you have a drink that is hot, or a drink that's very cold? Does that make a difference? Does that create a situation where that's not the derech to drink it, kadeshus siyas revius? In other words, does kadeshus siyas revius change because it's very hot or very cold? So the Mechaber doesn't address this at all. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this down in Siman Reish Yud, we discussed before. And he says as follows. He says, just by the way, that the Gro holds out the second shitta. The Gro passes a lochal ma'isa that you have kedei achidas pras. Okay? Mishnah Berurah says as follows. V'hine, le'inyan shesias teva kafa, drinking tea and coffee, Shaderech l'shtoisei kushuhu cham, derech to drink it when it's hot. V'koshe l'shtoisei b'lei hefzik, it's very difficult to drink it in one go, k'deish t'yes revias. K'derech sham mashkim, ki in ma'at ma'at, only to sip it slowly. Yesh machleikus rabba b'ein ha'poiskim, in sarok l'vorech brocha achroino, l'deri shayna hanal. Now, according to the first opinion, that you only have k'deish t'yes revias, does tea and coffee, the fact that it's hot, make a difference? And he brings Umachsa Shekel Bachai Odom Itsad Din Shaloy Levorich. Umachsa Shekel Bachai Odom say he did not make a bracha achrayin on this. V'chein kosam derech achayim, v'chein hu min ha-go'ilam. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that he did not make a bracha achrayin on tea and coffee because you're going to drink it longer than Kadeshi Siyas Revias. You don't have this case. And therefore he brings an Eitzah. And he says what a person should do is, at the end of their cup of hot coffee, leave over Revias and drink that quickly, Kadeshi Siyas Revias, when it's cooled down, in order to fulfill that din. So for the Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha lemaisa min ha-go'ilam is not to make a bracha achrayna on a hot drink if it is done kadesh siyas revias. Again, he's going according to the first shita that was drink, you got to have it kadesh siyas revias. According to the second opinion of the gra, which is the main shita that we hold like as the main, he's a main posek that we pin ourselves on. Here it seems to hold you have 3 to 4 minutes, unless you have a little bit more extended time in order to drink your coffee. So, according to this, the Mishnah Berurah said did not make a bracha achrayna on a tea and a coffee. Why? The time frame is too short. And he says that's min ha-go'ilam. Lemaisa rabbeisai, we have to know that a fantastic amount of talmid chachamim and gedolei poskim do not pass that as Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish, the Divrei Chaim, Matanza, Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Zvi Auerbach was ein gezunt. He asked his father, what is the halacha? Do we pass on it as Mishnah Berurah? He says that we should pass on it as Mishnah Berurah, although he has Masorah differently. So Shlomo Zalman used to make a bracha achrayna on a hot drink as long as he drank within 3-4 minutes. It's brought down that Maram Shiksel from the Chasam Sofer that he used to have even up to 8 minutes with the Shit of the Balatanya, he would make a bracha achrayna on a drink as long as it's drank within that period of time. Which means there's a very big machlekes halacha lemaisa how we paskin. Do we paskin like the Mishnah Berurah paskins? That you've got to drink a hot drink or cold drink within Kadesh Siyas Revias, even if it's not the derech to do so? Or do we have Kadesh Chidas Pras like many, many other poskim? And it's a very, very big machlekes. So again, with Oichel, it's 27 gram within Kadesh Chidas Pras, which is in 3-4 minutes. When it comes to a shasir, when it comes to a drink, it is 86 cc either within Kadei Shasiyas Revias, which is in 13-14 seconds, or it's within Kadei Achidas Pras, which is 3 to 4 minutes. What about something that is arguably an Oichel or a Mashke? Now again, it's very hard to define what is an Oichel, what's a Mashke. I know last time I went through security in Heathrow Airport, they took away my peanut butter because they considered that a Mashke. I don't know if that's conveying halacha, that is actual fact. But what is... So the shaila is, what about something that could be an oichel and could be a mashke? For example, ice cream. Is ice cream considered an oichel or is it considered a mashke? L'mainach gemina. If it's considered an oichel, then I've got to eat 86, and then I've got to eat 27 gram of ice cream within 3 to 4 minutes, which is possible. If it's a mashke though, would it be possible to drink or to eat 86 cc worth of ice cream in 13 to 14 seconds? That's a Guinness Book of Records. That's almost impossible. And therefore, what's a halacha with regard to something like an ice cream that could be considered an oichel and it can be considered a mashke? So over here, there's a very big machlekes, the oruch, and way down, the machlekes achrenim goes all the way down to Shlomo Zalman. The only one who I see from the achrenim who argues is Shlomo Zalman. And the Oruch brings a very fascinating mishnah in Taharas. The mishnah in Taharas in Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph says, Haretev v'hagrisim v'hacholov. The shaila is cholov v'chelev. Haretev v'hagrisim v'hacholov. You're talking about various different products that can become congealed and become hard. Bizman shehi mashkin tefeach, as long as they are pourable, harie elu tchilo. They're considered tchilo, they're considered a rishon, for tumah, or mashkin is considered a rishon, for gzeiros chazal. However, he says, Korsu, if they become congealed and become hard, Hari Eirush Shneem, they become a Sheni Latuma. Why is that? Because they become Tomei from the in the liquid state of Eirushin. Therefore, he says very clearly that something that could be liquid and can be solid, once it turns solid, is considered a oichel. It's considered an oichel. And therefore, he said, there's no reason to determine any nafgimina, any difference between this within Hilchus Taharis and Hilchus Brochus. And therefore, he says, Sheleg v'haborov, if you have snow or you have ice or something like that, is absolutely the same halach as Hilchus Tahara, the Hilchus Taharis. And therefore, as long as it's in a liquid state, it's considered a liquid. But once it's in a solid state, it's considered an oichel. And therefore, the Oroch Paskin is a halacha. If a person decides, then they didn't have flavored ice cream, if a person decides to eat sheleg, person decides to eat snow, or decides to eat bite on some ice, the Oroch brings down that the halacha, the Oroch HaShulchan, big difference. The Oroch HaShulchan, in Siman Reish Basic Test, Oroch HaShulchan brings down, in that particular case, the halacha would be that this would absolutely not be mukhuyev a bracha achrayna, because it would be almost impossible, it could be mukhuyev a bracha achrayna, because it could be possible to eat, 27 gram within 3 to 4 minutes. It's considered an oichel, it's not considered a mashke according to Oroch HaShulchan. That is based on this Mishnah in Taharis. Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down a Gemara in Nida. The Gemara says Nida Chidzayin Amud Aleph. Tznan Hoson. Sheleg, snow, einoy loy oichel v'loy mashke, is in a quasi state of neither oichel nor mashke. However, he says, chishev olav lachile, if a person considers it to be food, einoy metama tumas oichlin, it does not become tumas oichlin. However, says the Gemara, if a person decides that it should be considered mashke, metama tumas mashke, it does become tumas tumas mashke. The person puts his mind to this piece of snow, and he wants that snow to be mashke, then he becomes a mashke. The person wants the snow to become an oichel, it does not become an oichel. Says Rashi, why?
Like one,
he can decide. Yes, Taharis is all about machshava as well. So Pirish Rashi, the korov huli is mashke yosem oichel. Says Rashi clearly, the reason behind this is because snow and ice is much more korov to be an mashke than it is to be an oichel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, from here we see very clearly that in a frozen state, something that could be defrosted, because my machshava can make it into a mashke and cannot make it into an oichel, shows me that the Torah considers this a mashke and not an oichel. And therefore, unless I eat this, okay, in this frozen state, within Kadesha Siyas Revis, or Kadesha Chidas Pras, I'll not be mechuyev come to different shittas, I'll not be mechuyev a bracha achrayna. That is with regard, by the way, to most shittas according to ice lollies, or ice pops. Those things that are just frozen water. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that with regard to ice cream, it could be different. Because ice cream isn't just shelig. Ice cream has eggs inside it sometimes, it has flavorings, it has fruit juices, it has sugars in it. And therefore, for three different reasons, it could be that even though when it comes to ice or shelleg, it could be considered, according to Shlomo Zalman, as a mashke, but when it comes to ice cream, it could be different, and that could be considered an oichel. And therefore, you have 3 to 4 minutes. Why? Firstly, because it has other products mixed inside it. Second of all, we have the svara, like the Oroch says, he brings a real svara, that is considered an oichel, like we discussed beforehand, from the Gemara, from Mishnah and Taharis. And thirdly, he says, because even according to the shittah who holds it's a mashke, there's a machlekes how he passed him. And the Vilna Gaon paskens, that is considered, even if it's considered a mashke, it still have 3 to 4 minutes. Even if it's not frozen, even if it's not cold, and certainly if it is cold. And therefore, halacha l'maisa. According to Shlomo Zalman, again, I'm not passing halacha, you may have to ask your body, may hold differently, but Shlomo Zalman seems to paskin that if you eat ice cream within 3 to 4 minutes, there's no reason to assume that you have to consider that a mashke within Toi Kadesh Siyas Revis, as long as you eat it within 3 to 4 minutes. Then you can make a bracha achrayna. That is one halachic nafgimina where the ice cream is considered, the frozen product is considered an oichel or a mashke. Another major nafgimina is based on a mechaba that talks about the din of yayin poter shal mashkin. The Gemara in Brachos of Memalef from the base says as follows. The Gemara says, Omer B'chia, pas peteres kol mini Michael. The person eats bread during a meal, that excludes him to making bracha on any other Michael. Does not mean to make a new bracha rishayna or bracha achrayna on anything else he eats during that meal. The yain peter kol mini mashke, and yain exempts a person from all different kinds of food. Now, there's a big difference. Drinks. There's a very big difference between oichel and a mashke within this particular case. In other words, if a person eats at the end of a meal, or even during a meal, an oichel that is not covered as a bread meal, he's mechuyav to make a new bracha. If he eats peiros in the middle of the meal, that's not considered part of the meal, he's got to make a new bracha. Yain is nothing really got to do with the seuda. You can have yain before the seuda, in the middle of the seuda, doesn't make a difference. Which means, and the Gemara says, that if a person makes a bracha on yain, it's poitzer every other mashke. There's no need to make a bracha on other mashke, which means, and by the way, there's a machlekes, Tosfos does not pass in that way, Tosfos not pass in that way, like Reb Chiya, the Rosh, Rebbeinu Yehuda, the Tor, Mechaba, all do pass in like Reb Chiya, and they all hold halacha lemaisa. If a person makes Kiddush on Shabbos morning, and he has a maloy lugmov of wine, a cheekful of wine, and those who are listening as well don't have to necessarily make the bracha also a cheekful of wine, they do not need to make any other bracha rishona or achrona on anything else they drink at that stage onwards, as long as they have it in mind. Now, and that's how we pass in the halacha. That's halacha lemaisa. Yeah, that's halacha lemaisa. What happens if a person knows they're going to have ice cream at the end of the meal? Or it's a guest who's seimech and das balabais, he's relying on the balabais has, which also has this open halacha that he can, whatever the balabais is going to be bringing out, he has das on that, as an open das. The balabais knows very well, at the beginning of his meal on Shabbos lunch, he is going to be serving ice cream at the end. Now, if it's considered an oichel, to be excluded from the bread you eat, it will not work. Because bread only excludes those things that are considered part of the meal, part of the su'udah. That ice cream as a dessert is not considered part of the su'udah. It's not going to help you. However, if this ice cream is considered a mashke, then the yayin that you made kiddush on and you had malay lugmov at the beginning of the meal will exclude the mashke that comes at the end of the meal as well. And therefore, if this ice cream is considered a mashke, no bracha would be required to make on this ice cream whatsoever. And therefore, it seems to be that the same machlokes we had beforehand, the Shvarach HaShulchan, whether Sheleg or items like that is considered an Oichel or considered a Mashke, will make enough minna here as well where the person is mechuyav to make a new bracha, Rishona, on the ice cream that comes at the end of the meal. I've looked into this, I've asked various poskim, they're very hesitant to give a clear psak on this. A lot of the Sforim on Hilchos Bracha say that because we can rely on Rishlema Zalman, that said even with an ice cream, even though he holds that Sheleg is considered a mashke, but once you have ice cream, it's considered more of an oichel, number one. Number two, we have there's a lot of different factors, so you haven't got time for this, but according to most poskim, it seems to be the case. Again, you should follow this through with your rov, but it seems to be the halacha, that if a person has das at the beginning of the meal, there's no reason to make a bracha on that ice cream at the end of the meal, because we can consider that a mashke. That's the second nafkamina. The third nafkamina, very quickly, and we'll finish with this, is a halacha on Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah holds by ice cream, he's considered a maifel, correct. So Rosh Hashanah considered a maifel. According to this, it would be more difficult, but he said that he's in the suffix because he holds it's really considered an oichel. Within Hilchos Brachos, because of this suffix, even Shem Zalman is not so clear. With regard, he said that you pass in the halacha, it's going to be considered a toichlichus brachos machai. But it's not so clear. It's not, if you look in Shem Zalman, it's not so clear. He's mitzadah that is considered the maifel, but because of the many, many achronim that seem to have passed not that way, the same bracha seems to say sofa bracha sahokul. I've asked various rabbonim and they say it's not so clear, even Shlomo Zalman, that he considered it absolute maifel, he considered only a sofa, and therefore l'chayra one does not make a bracha. The Mechaber brings down in Hilchos Shabbos very quickly, the Mechaber brings down that it's osa to crush ice on Shabbos. It's also to crush ice on Shabbos. Why is that? It's machlekes why that is so, because it could be you're doing it isav noilad, or it could be it's a chashash you crush other things. However, the Machaber says that if it's inside a cup, then and the cup is it's inside wine, then it's mutter, because it's first of all it's me'elov, it's done by itself, and also it's not nikar, it's not recognizable. He says, however, the Ramor paskins further on, the Ramor paskins in Shin Ches Iv Tezayin, he says even something that's nimuach me'elov, even something that melts by itself, if you leave ice or something to melt in a cup by itself, it would be a problem on Shabbos. Because as long as it's recognizable, even if it melts by itself, it's still a problem. Okay? Now, which means as follows. That to take ice and to let it melt, especially in a place where it's going to melt, the Kuntur Ramah, is a problem unless it's Mokum Tzairach. Which means the Kuntur Ramah, in practical terms, any situation of turning a solid into a liquid where the result is noticeable would be considered noilad, even though it was done me'elov. What about deliberately defrosting ice cream? If ice cream is a solid lechatchila, and now I'm melting it, then I'm taking the solid, making it into a liquid. If it's considered liquid lechatchila, then there's no difference between the previous state and its present state. In both cases, it's a liquid. And therefore there'd be no problem, even according to the Ramah, to deliberately melt ice cream because it was a liquid. Now it's a liquid. Rishon Zalman passes over here that it's permitted to do so because even if it's melted state, it's still considered an oichel, not a mashke. Which means, beforehand, Rishon Zalman passes within Hilchos Brachos, that in its frozen state, it's considered an oichel, considered a mashke. Right? It is frozen, say, to sit at the mashke. And therefore, he said, maybe the ice cream is different, slightly different. But in a frozen, it's sitting in the mashke. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, he holds, even if in its melted state, it's considered a solid. Ein kan mokum naharech. We have to say there's a very big difference between Hilchos Brachos, which is relevant of the way you eat it, and Hilchos Shabbos, which is in its state, how you consider its state from one state to the other. Ein kan mokum naharech. But, again, just to summarize, Oichel is 27 gram within Kdei Echidas Pras. Mashke is a machlekes, what's considered a revis, from Chaim Noah and Chazan Ish. But wherever it may be, it's within a machlekes, a haposkim, a huge machlekes, a haposkim, which Mishabruah paskins, like the shitta of the Mechaber and the Rambam. They've got to drink Kdei Shisiyas revis, irrelevant whether it's hot or whether it's cold. It's clear according to the Gra and many other of the Achrenim, the Chazan Ish, Chaim Noah, many other poskim, they seem to hold that you can have, as long as you drink something within Kadesh Chidas Pras, it's also considered a Mukhuy to make a Bracha Achrenim. Is something that's a solid and a liquid considered an Oichel or Mashke like ice cream? We discussed this Machlekes Orach HaShulchan and Shleim HaZalman. Orach HaShulchan clearly holds that it's considered a Oichel. Rishon Zalman holds it for mashke. It could be different with ice cream. Nafgunas would be whether a person has to eat ice cream within k'toy k'tei shtiyas revis according to the first opinion, or whether k'toy k'tei achilas pras. Another nafgunas would be whether if you had das at the beginning of the meal to make a bracha on wine to cover everything during the meal, we have to make a new bracha on the ice cream at the end of the meal. And finally, in Hilchos Shabbos, whether there be a problem of noilad. Thank you very much.